The Delta variant now accounts for over 80% of COVID hospitalizations in North Carolina, which have more than doubled in the past month. Cameron Wolf, an infectious disease expert at Duke Health, said he believes the rising trends will unfortunately continue for the next several weeks as the variant spreads.
It is baked into the system that that number is going to go up for at least a couple of weeks. I think that people have to be aware that that's going to happen.
Increases in hospitalizations are due to the Delta variant being more transmissible and severe than the original strain of the virus. Wolf said the variant has also condensed the timeline for infection. While the original strain of the virus had an incubation period around 2 weeks, early data suggests the Delta variant incubation is much shorter. David Montefiore studies the effectiveness of COVID vaccines against new variants at Duke Health. He said there have been hundreds of variants of the COVID virus, but the Delta variant has quickly outcompeted all other strains.
It is now at a level where it's much, much more contagious than it's ever been before. And unless we can shut this pandemic down, it's possible that this virus is going to continue to become even more contagious and be even more of a problem.
Montefiore said variants of the virus have the potential to emerge each time it is transmitted from one person to the next. Therefore, the best way to shut down the virus is to get vaccinated. He said vaccinations have proven effective in preventing more variants from emerging because vaccines help stop transmission. Breakthrough infections among those who have already been vaccinated have risen amid the Delta variant spread. While these cases are often much milder and rarely lead to hospitalizations, they're still transmissible. The increase in cases from the Delta variant led the CDC to announce recommendations for mask wearing indoors regardless of vaccination status. Wolf said masking still proves to be an easy tool to keep everyone safe from infection.
Proximity matters, ventilation matters, so hence outdoors typically is a lower risk than indoors, and vaccination status matters. And if all of those are still present, then a mask helps further to reduce the sort of dispersion of active viral particles.
Wolf said the need for masks is heavily event dependent, but adding an extra layer of protection is always beneficial. He and Montefiore said masking and vaccinations are the safest and easiest tools we have available to stop the spread of the virus. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ben Rappaport.